Sani Bonani, good wishes for the day, and welcome to the South African Crime News Podcast. I am Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, we look at a provincial commissioner welcoming life sentence imprisonment, a 72-year-old victim is rescued alive and well, and an inquest docket is opened after an 18-year-old scholar allegedly shot himself dead. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. Our first headline looks at the Provincial Commissioner welcoming life imprisonment sentences. The Provincial Commissioner of Northwest, Lieutenant General Silo Kwena, welcomed two separate life imprisonment sentences handed down to Daniel Owusu Minta, aged 36, and Sipho Sunnyboy Molobe, aged 53, by the Northwest High Court sitting in Klerksdorp and the North Gauteng High Court sitting in Pretoria on the 22nd of July 2020 for murder cases. In the first sentence, the court heard how Minta brutally murdered a 5-year-old Lovemore Ncube on the 3rd of October 2018. Ncube stayed in an Indian center near Ikageng outside Potchefstroom, was last seen on the day buying sweets at the nearby shop. He was ultimately reported missing by his mother after he failed to return back home. It came out in court that Ncube met with the accused, who took him to his residential place where he was assaulted and suffocated with a pillow. Ncube's lifeless body was discovered under the bed by Minta's friend while searching for his cell phone. The police were alerted and Minta was arrested on the 4th of October 2018. He has since been behind bars ever since his arrest. In another separate sentencing, Sipho Sunnyboy Molobe, aged 53, was sentenced to life and an additional 40 years of imprisonment for the murder of Albert Mosekwa Rasebuya, aged 39. The latter was murdered at Okasi location near Brits on the 1st of June 2015. It was reported during the incident that Rasebuya, who attempted to run away after Molobe and his accomplices demanded money from him, was shot and killed on the scene. The incident occurred at Rasebuya's place where he was operating a tavern. Consequent to good investigative work, Molobe was arrested on the 1st of September 2015 and sentenced as follows. Count 1, for murder, life imprisonment. Count 2, robbery with aggravating circumstances, 15 years of imprisonment. Count 3, unlawful possession of a firearm, 10 years of imprisonment. Count 4, unlawful possession of ammunition, 10 years of imprisonment. And count 5, housebreaking with the intent to rob, 5 years of imprisonment. The additional 40 years of imprisonment will run concurrently with the life sentence. Molobe was also declared unfit to possess firearms in terms of Section 103 of the Firearms Control Act of 2000. Lieutenant General Silo Kwena applauded the Ikageng and British detectives for a sterling job which ensured that merciless murders get hefty sentences. Our second headline looks at a 72-year-old victim who was rescued alive and well. The National Commissioner of the Police, General Kehla Sithole, has conveyed congratulatory messages to the intelligence-led team following the rescue of a 72-year-old Indian national who was kidnapped on the 2nd of July 2020. General Sithole, during his visit to the crime scene in Klip Rivier, where three alleged kidnappers and two others were arrested, encouraged the team to not rest until the victim was found and safely reunited with their family. Heading to the call of the National Commissioner as well as the 72-hour activation plan, the team worked through yet another night and rescued the victim in the area of Kensington in Johannesburg during the early hours of the 24th of July. No further details on the rescue can be provided at this stage in order to protect the investigation. The victim stated that he was not physically harmed, but as a precautionary measure, he was taken to hospital for a thorough medical examination. In the meantime, of the five suspects who were arrested, Three men are to be charged with kidnapping and they will appear in the Johannesburg Magistrates Court for charges. The two remaining, a man and a woman, will be charged for the possession of firearms unlawfully and were to appear in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court on the 27th of July. The investigation team is confident that more suspects will be arrested on the kidnapping case and they remain pursuant to this course of arresting them soon. We continue to encourage anyone who has any information on this matter or crime in general to contact the SAPS on our Crime Stop number on 08600 10111. Information may also be communicated via the My SAPS app. All information is treated with the strictest confidentiality and callers have the right to remain anonymous. Our last headline looks at an inquest docket opened after an 80-year-old scholar allegedly shot himself dead. The Provincial Commissioner of the Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Nekeli Dwaba, has condemned the incident in which an 18-year-old scholar allegedly shot himself dead using his late grandfather's firearm. The incident took place on the 23rd of July at about 11 at Mhlaba Cross Village outside Tzaneen. The deceased, Glenn Mboweni, was apparently suspended from the local high school on the 22nd of July 2020 for allegedly assaulting a fellow learner. His body was found in one of the rooms by a family member. The police were called and on arrival, they found the grandfather's firearm next to the deceased. The provisions of the Firearms Control Act prescribe the safekeeping of firearms and also spell out the disposal procedure in case the firearm owner passes on to prevent them from falling into the wrong hands, said General Lidwaba. I have therefore accordingly directed the District Commissioner to assign an experienced detective to investigate this incident and also probe the movement of the firearm with a view of establishing any possible charges that can be preferred against any individual, concluded the general. The said firearm has since been confiscated. An inquest docket has been opened and police investigations are still continuing. In other news, 2004 Mandrax tablets are seized and two suspects are arrested in Mdantsane. Dedicated and hardworking Mdantsane Operational Command Center members, equipped with a search warrant, operationalized intelligence and swooped in on an identified residence in NU3 Mdantsane following information about alleged drug dealing activities. A total of 2004 Mandrax tablets were recovered on the premises. After an extensive search, two suspects aged 26 and 54 respectively were arrested on the spot for dealing in drugs. Both suspects were expected to appear in the Mdantsane Magistrates Court facing charges of dealing in drugs. The Buffalo City District Commissioner, Major General Henny Voss, praised the sterling work of his members. Those who are determined to destroy the future of our youth using drugs must be reminded that we will stop at nothing to make sure that we disrupt all of their plans and rid our communities of drugs, he said. In the Northern Cape, a trio was sentenced for rape and assault. On the 23rd of July 2020, the Carnarvon Regional Court found three males guilty of raping a woman and assaulting her husband with sharp objects. The incident occurred on July 16, 2017 in Vosburg. The accused entered the couple's shanty demanding money and liquor. When they could not get what they demanded, the suspects started assaulting the husband and one of them raped the wife. All three fled the scene and were unknown at the time of the incident. On the 25th of July 2017, the suspects were arrested after a thorough investigation conducted by Sergeant Flores Fritz. Bail was successfully opposed and the accused have since been in custody. They were found guilty and sentenced as follows. The first accused, Mervyn Jane, aged 27, was handed 15 years of imprisonment. The second accused, Andrews George, aged 31, was sentenced to 6 years of imprisonment for assault. The third accused, Christo Dewey, aged 28, was also sentenced to 6 years of imprisonment. The district commander of Pixley Kaseme, Brigadier Nomana Adonis, commended Sergeant Flores for his persistence and dedication that ensured that justice prevails. In the Limpopo province, a woman goes to jail for smuggling 1.2 million rands worth of explosives. A Zimbabwean woman is going to spend 10 years in prison following her conviction and sentencing for smuggling explosives worth 1.2 million rands by the Mosina Regional Court on the 23rd of July. On the 28th of April 2019, Linda Katiyo, aged 38, was en route from Zimbabwe to Gauteng province when she arrived at the Bedbridge Port of Entry checkpoint with her suspicious-looking bag. The border police became suspicious and thoroughly searched the bag and found miscellaneous explosives used for illegal mining. The accused was arrested and she made several court appearances without getting bail until she was sentenced to 10 years of direct imprisonment. The Hawks are determined to deal with cross-border crimes, particularly at ports of entry. A Steve Tswete municipality employee is arrested for fraud. Sylvia Nyandeni, aged 43, was arrested by members of the Hawks Serious Commercial Crime Investigation Mpumalanga on the 22nd of July 2020 on 40 counts of fraud. It is alleged that in October 2018, Nyandeni, an employee of Steve Tswete municipality, presented herself to the complaints that she had the authority to receive monies for RDP houses. The supposed houses were to be built at Rockdale, Middleburg, and Nyandeni summoned the complainants to pay deposits before they can obtain their houses. Almost 700,000 rands was deposited into Nyandeni's and her accomplices' bank accounts, who was unable to present himself in court due to ill health. Meanwhile, the fraud was reported to the Hawks in 2018 and investigations led to her arrest. Nyandeni appeared before the Middleburg Magistrates Court on the 23rd of July 2020 and she was warned to appear again on the 20th of August 2020. The warrant of arrest for the other suspect has been withheld and he was warned to appear with Nyandeni on the same date. The Directorate for Priority Crime Investigation urges all other victims who might have fallen victim to the scam to report the matter to the investigating officer, Sergeant Amos Mahlangu, on 071-481-3069. Also in Mpumalanga, two police officers are sentenced for corruption. Two Crime Intelligence Unit members, Warrant Officer Silo Tseke, aged 38, and Constable Mokamane Tau, aged 36, were convicted for fraud by the Middleburg Regional Court. In October 2017, the accused submitted fraudulent claim invoices after they shared a room, but instead submitted two invoices. The matter was reported to the Hawks Serious Corruption Investigation in Mpumalanga and the accused were arrested. The accused were sentenced to 5,000 rands or 12 months of imprisonment plus 5 years wholly suspended for 4 years. The Mpumalanga Hawks Provincial Head, Major General Zodwa Mokoena, has welcomed the conviction and applauded the investigating team. Another Mpumalanga accused is sentenced for the possession of counterfeit goods. Armando Tome, aged 35, was found guilty and sentenced by the Boschfontein Regional Court on the 23rd of July 2020 for possession of counterfeit goods and contravening the Illegal Immigration Act. The accused was arrested on the 11th of March 2020 at Libombo Port of Entry while importing counterfeit goods, branded running shoes worth over 2 million rands. The accused was sentenced to 70,000 rands or 3 years of imprisonment plus a further 1 year imprisonment, which is suspended for 5 years on condition that the accused is not found guilty on these charges. The fake shoes have since been forfeited to the state. Mpumalanga Hawks Provincial Major General Zodwa Mokoena has welcomed the conviction and applauded the investigating team. The police in Mpumalanga are also seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing girl. Police in Mpumalanga appealed for assistance in finding 16-year-old Thokozile Sindi Mahlangu from Siyabuswa, who went missing on the 24th of July 2019. According to information received, on the said date, Thokozile was seen with her friends at one of the liquor outlets at Siyabuswa, of which her friends reportedly said she was with a man believed to be from Kwaggafontein. Thokozile apparently never came back home from since then an inquiry into her disappearance was registered. The investigation has since revealed that Thokozile contacted her mother several times using different cell phone numbers, where she indicated that she is around the area of Kwaggafontein but did not disclose the exact location. She even promised her mother that she will come back home, but she has still not returned. Anyone with information that could help the police in locating her is urged to contact Detective Sergeant George Msiza at 076-776-0956 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. Alternatively, they can give a tip-off from the MySAPS app, which can be downloaded onto any smartphone. All information will be treated with the strictest confidentiality and callers may opt to remain anonymous. Two suspects are arrested in Kraaifontein for the possession of drugs and illicit cigarettes. The suspicion of a truck owner that his truck is being used for illicit purposes has led to the arrest of two suspects for the possession of cat and smuggling cigarettes in contravention of the Disaster Management Act. The truck owner investigated an unscheduled stop of his truck in Arcadia Road and spotted three suspects in a VW caddy offloading boxes from the truck. The suspects fled on foot upon his arrival. SAPS were notified and a search of the truck and the VW were confiscated. This search led to the discovery of 298 bundles of cats valued at 17,888 rands and 32,000 packets of illicit cigarettes valued at 1.9 million rands. The truck driver, a 36-year-old man, was then arrested. While on the scene, a 54-year-old suspect in a LTV was stopped by the police and further investigation led to his arrest as he was also implicated in the crime. Both suspects were arrested and expected to make their court appearance on the 27th of July 2020. The Gauteng police arrest their Mpumalanga counterparts found in possession of Dacha. Gauteng and Mpumalanga provincial commissioners Lieutenant General Elias Mawela and Mondli Zuma have both welcomed the arrest of two Mpumalanga officers on the 24th of July by their Gauteng counterparts in Springs. Members from Devon in Ekurhuleni district stopped a private vehicle at a static roadblock on the R29. The team's suspicion and subsequent search of the vehicle led to the occupants confessing that the Dacha they hid in their vehicle had been taken by SAPS members in a marked Mpumalanga SAPS Flying Squad vehicle. These Flying Squad members had allegedly also demanded and taken a sum of money. On realizing that the said state vehicle has passed through the roadblock, the members immediately pursued the vehicle and cornered their Mpumalanga counterparts at a road intersection in Springs. The members were found in possession of Dacha and cash and arrested on the spot. Both a criminal charge as well as departmental steps that have been sectioned as a matter of urgency by Lieutenant General Zuma and the Provincial Commissioner of Mpumalanga. The two suspects faced both a criminal charge as well as departmental steps that have been sanctioned as a matter of urgency by Lieutenant General Zuma, the Provincial Commissioner of Mpumalanga. Reacting to this arrest, Generals Mawela and Zuma commended the Gauteng officers who have demonstrated high discipline by arresting their own and aligned themselves with the SAPS anti-corruption strategy that seeks to root out corruption from within the ranks. In KwaZulu-Natal, four men are arrested and five illegal firearms were seized. Police officers from Ladysmith Tactical Response Team, along with Public Order Police from Pietermaritzburg and Port Shepstone, conducted intelligence-driven operations aimed at eradicating the proliferation of illegal firearms and curbing criminal activities at Sintlantleni, Loskop, Ezakheni, and Bester's areas. The operations resulted in the arrest of 5 men aged between 18 and 50 and the recovery of 5 pistols with a total of 39 rounds of ammunition, as well as a stolen vehicle. The arrested men appeared in different magistrates' court on the 24th of July 2020. A 39-year-old man was arrested at Mangweni Reserve after he was found with a pistol and 12 rounds of ammunition in his possession. The suspect was taken to Ntantleni SAPS for detention and he appeared in the Msinga Magistrates Court for illegal possession of a firearm. Police proceeded to the Besters, where a 32-year-old man was found with 2 pistols and 11 rounds of ammunition in his possession. He was charged and he appeared in the Ladysmith Magistrates Court. 2 men aged 24 and 50 were arrested at Mhlumayo Reserve for possession of illegal firearm and possession of a suspected stolen property. A 24-year-old man was arrested after he was found driving a vehicle on Mhlumayo Main Road. The police searched the vehicle. They discovered that it was stolen at Malvern Durban in April this year. A 50-year-old man was arrested for the possession of a pistol with 11 rounds of ammunition. They both appeared at Ezakheni Magistrates Court. In Loskop, police approached an 18-year-old man at Engonyameni Reserve, and he was found with a revolver loaded with 5 rounds of ammunition. He was immediately arrested and was taken to Amangwe Police Station. He appeared in the Escort Magistrates Court. All the recovered firearms will be subjected to ballistic testing and the vehicle was impounded for further investigation. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, commended the police officers for their determination to remove illegal firearms in the province. A missing elderly woman is sought by Limpopo Police. The police in Thohoyandou are investigating a case of a missing person following the disappearance of an elderly woman aged 68, Maria Maluleke, from Malavuwe village. She was reportedly last seen in the early hours of 17th of July 2020. She left home without informing anyone of where she was going and has since disappeared. During the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a red t-shirt, a blue hat, and she was carrying a blue bag. A search operation was conducted at friends and relatives with no success. Anyone with information that can assist the police in locating the missing woman may contact Detective Sergeant Shivanga on 072-424-6288 or 015-960-1000 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. Police investigations and search operations are still underway. For our last story, suspect is nabbed for allegedly smuggling explosives using a funeral undertaker's vehicle. A week after arresting 2 suspects at Bates Bridge Border Post for the smuggling of illicit cigarettes hidden in a petrol tanker, members of the South African police deployed at the same border post have apprehended a 30-year-old suspect on the 26th of July 2020 for smuggling explosives into the country using a funeral undertaker's vehicle. Members were again busy with their routine duties at the border post when a vehicle branded with the name of a funeral parlor from Johannesburg in Gauteng province, approached towing a trailer. The vehicle was searched together with its trailer and the police found 306 units of blasting cartridges and 4 reams of detonating cord estimated at 700,800 rands. The explosives were hidden in the trailer. The lone driver was immediately arrested. the Provincial Commissioner of the Police in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Nekeli Dwaba, has once more commended the police for their continuous vigilance and dedication in arresting the smugglers. The suspect, who is a foreign national, was to appear in Musina Magistrates Court on a charge of smuggling and possession of explosives. For more updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.